In Parshas Pikudei, the truth is, both parshas, Vayakal and Pikudei, is very unusual in the sense that the bulk of those parshias is only a repetition of what we already talked about at length in the parshas of Truma and Tetzava. Ad kedei kach, that all the rashis, you know, the long rashis in Truma and Tetzava and Vayakal and Pikudei, says we already discussed this in Truma and Tetzava. And Truma talks about the command to build the Mishkan and the Kelim, like the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach. And then the 122 Pesukim in Vayakel just repeat that construction. Tetzava describes the Bigdei Kohuna worn by Aharon and his children. And much of the 92 Pesukim in Pikudei describe, again, how these garments were made. So why repeating everything again? And Rapam Zecher Tzadik Levracha talked about this, because there's a basic rule that in every letter found in the Torah, every letter has great meaning. Not one letter is extra. Nothing is unnecessary. Nothing is redundant. And so many mesechtes in the Gemara that serve as a basis for chapters and chapters and chapters in Shulchan Aruch and all mefarshim and tshuvas, and all are found in just a few words of the Torah, right? The whole Masechet is Yevamos, and the Parsha is Yibam. It's not such a big Parsha. Or Egla Rufa has, it's not so big in quantity, and the Parsha has so much on it. So the question again is, so what are we learning from the fact that we have all these seemingly repetitive parashiyos in the Vayakel and in Pikudei? And Rapam Zecher Tzadik Levracha talked about, from here you see a tremendous lesson that justifies the fact that we have these quote-unquote extra pesukim. There's a big difference between what takes place in Truma and Tetzava versus what takes place in Vayakel Pikudei. In Truma and Tetzava, the word that's used is vasisa, you should make. It's the tzivoy, make the Mishkan, make the Kelim, or make the Bigdei Kohuna. In the last two parashiyos here, Vayakel and Pikudei, it's vayas, he made. It's telling you that Moshe made the Mishkan. He was instructed, and now he actually made it. And the Kelim were made, and the Bigdei Kohuna were made. And it's a chiddush. It seems like it's an obvious thing. He was commanded and he did it. But it is a chiddush. It's a novel concept. That planning could become a reality. That the va'asisa, the tzivoy of va'asisa, became a vayas. Is a tremendous chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because we know with human nature, it's not so very often. Many construction projects start with great plans, and very often a project ends up either not being completed or completed years later beyond the projection date, with overrun costs and very different than the finished product looks very different than what you originally designed in your blueprint, right? So it didn't become reality. And the same thing applies with Elul and Yom Nairoim. People wanted to concentrate on tefillah, do tshuva, learn more Torah, stay away from Lashon Hara, be marva bitztaka. And these are what we call in the New Year, the real New Year's resolution, the Kabbalahs, that we're motivated. But we know that when Hanukkah comes, most people fall back from where they stood before Elul. The resolutions disappeared. Why? Because the va'asisa did not become a vayas. It has to come into Bepoya Lamaisa. And so on and so forth. And Rapami said that that's why big Bali Musar are in El time, they would write their Kabbalahs down and put them away. But from time to time, whether it's every week or every month, they would take out what their Kabbalahs were and then ask themselves, am I living up to what I said I would do? So it's not pshat they just had a Kabbalah or a thing, Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. They kept it with him, and they read it again and again. And so we need to understand that we need special siyata d'shmaya, and we also need to do the hishtadlus of making a vayas, the tzivoy to do, to make the tzivoy of v'asisa into a vayas, to an actual reality of doing. And Rapam Zeicher Tzadik Vrach used to talk about the same ashas, same idea. People were nesayer and they start brachis, but when Shabbos comes, sometimes Erevin comes, then a lot of people leave it. They lose that resolution. Their resolve gets weakened. And we have to understand that even though that's human nature, we have to fight it. And it's hard because Daf Yomi may start off a little easier and then it goes into very difficult sugyas. And, you know, and you have this a lot also when people jump in, when Baruch Hashem, you have some of the Mayid Masechtas, after Yuma, Sukkah, Megillah, Tainus, Mayid Katan, even Chagiga, it's a little harder with the Tumas and Tyrus at the end, but it's a short Masechta. And then comes the Yevamis, which is hefty and is intricate. It's very intricate and more complicated, and people tend to give up. And the key is, no. That's the lesson of these two parshas. That's the lesson of Ayakel and Pekudei. Gevaldig that you plan on building a Mishkan. Gevaldig that you're creating this plan to build and then to make the Bigdei Kohuna. But the Kashetziva Hashem is Moshe. He did exactly what Hashem told him to do. That it became a reality. That is what's the key here. And that's the lesson in these two parshiyos here. As the Mishlei says, Chazisa Ishmar b'malachtoi. Have you ever seen a man that is a zoriz and quick in his work? And we praise such a person. We see, and Rapam brings this down, that David HaMelech, he had his zoriz, he wanted to build a base of Migdash. Right away he called Nasan HaNavi and poured out his heart to him and said that I'm pained by, I live in a beautiful house made out of cedar wood while the Urin is in the curtain, and it bothered David HaMelech, and he wanted to make a special palace because there was no Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Nassan, he didn't have a nevuah yet otherwise, he said, of course, he gave 100%. Whatever's in your heart, go and do, and Hashem is with you. He gave him a big bracha, should be matzliach, and so on. But that very night, Nassan HaNavi received a nevuah from Hashem, ordering him to go straight back to David and tell him that he was not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash because he spilled a lot of blood, even though it was L'Shem Shemayim. But the Beis HaMikdash needed to be built by Ish Menucha, Ish Loimai. So he told him that night. And he said, go right away. And according to the Mefarshim, it's Mashma, that Nassan didn't wait till the morning. Go back to sleep. He got this nevuah in a dream at night, and right away he ran to David very quickly. Why didn't he wait till the morning? And Rashi explains, because Hashem told Nassan HaNavi that this David HaMelech that I'm sending you, Mahirhu, he's quick. And he right away, you never know, right away he'll start hiring workers, ordering building supplies, and if you don't stop him now, it'll cause him a big loss. And he'll have to cancel the project and all these arrangements. So you see, David HaMelech was zoriz. Silas Sharm talks about this. Zorizus means, number one, you begin the mitzvah right away, you don't push it off. And then once it started, number two, once it started, you see through it to completion. And that's what David HaMelech did here. And the same thing you see David HaMelech did when his son Adiniyahu, the beginning of Malachim, wanted to seize power, and his father was too weak at that point to oppose him, and what happened was, but once he found out through Nassan, through Bathsheba, that Adoniah was jumping to be a king when really Shlomo was supposed to be king, right away he sent Shlomo with his assistant down to Gihon, which was a stream that it was an inyan to be mamshech new malachim there. And he was 13 years old, then Shlomo HaMelech, and he was proclaimed king, and then the rebellion was over. And again, the Masil Shasharim asked, what was the rush to appoint him? Wasn't there an earlier nevuah that said that Hashem already said to David that he'll have a son Shlomo, that he'll be an Ishmanucha, and he'll have, you know, tranquility and so on? So what do you have to worry about? So the way the Mesil Shan brings it down from Chazal, many obstacles could arise. So you see that the Torah does this all the time. You see also that even if Hashem promises you something, you still have to do your hishtadlus, and you still have to be a zariz, and you still have to be careful. And you see, still have to do your best not to be afraid to take a project. Yes, have betachen. You do what you have to do, and Hashem will do the rest for you. But you have to do your part. You have to do your part. And that is what the Yakel and Pekudei is about. There was a tzivoy, and now we are acting upon it. We are doing the maisa. We are completing the project. And the Rapam also brings that Chavetz Chaim, when he was very young, pretty young, he wasn't even 40 yet, and he felt that there was a need in halacha to summarize the poskim of the previous generations, Shulchan Aruch, and he approached other rabbanim to take on this project, and they all said it's very necessary, but they all gave different reasons why they refused to do it. And when the Chafetz Chaim saw this, b'makom she'nish, no one else was doing it. And so the Chafetz Chaim undertook it. It took him 26 years. And that became the Mishnah Brura, which is used to this very day. And that is Zrizus. Zrizus is, I'm not just going to think about it. I went to Rabbonim then, b'makom she'nish, I got to do it myself. That was most likely his Hashkaf and his attitude when he wrote the Sefer on Shmiras HaLoshen and Chavetz Chaim on Shmiras HaLoshen. Same idea. He saw there was a need for it. He saw that there was a tremendous tzayrich for it, and he realized no one else was doing it. So he went and did it himself. It was a great amount of Mesiras Nefesh to do that, you know, and he did it. So from here we learn a valuable, valuable lesson that's so simple yet so profound. That Truma and Tzava, which are the Tzivuyim, the commandments, have to be followed up with actual positive action of Asisa, of the Vayaka Pekudei. So Vayaka Pekudei, every single pasuk of it, saying that what they were commanded that they did, whatever they commanded that they did, whatever they were commanded that they did, every single item and every single thing. That is the lesson of Ayakal and Pekudei, and that is a direct, relevant lesson to our lives. That we know we're commanded or we're obligated, that we know that we need to fulfill our tafkid to do what we need to do. Do it. That's the point. Do it. Again, this is not a stira to the betachen. The shtadlis is part of the betachen. Hashem tells you, yes, I will watch you. Yes, I will protect you, but you have to do your shtadlus to protect yourself as well. And yes, I'm the one who's giving you that koyach. And yes, it's not koyach yivaitzim yadi asa liyasachayel azeh. Yes, it's me. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving you the koyach to do this. But I want you to do it. I need you to be mishtadl to do it. And that is really the lesson that is learned from these two parshiyos of Ayakal and Pekudei, how we don't wait, and we're zoriz, and we're mohir, and we're diligent, and that is very important, by the way. And we're going to end off with this yisoid, that if someone has a yisoiris to do something, a mitzvah, shouldn't wait till it cools off. But he should try to do the mitzvah right away. You could do a mitzvah with Yishav Adas, with peace of mind, and still have a tremendous zrizus to do it with alacrity, meaning don't wait and be fiery and feisty about it, and still have peace of mind, the menuchas anefesh. But sometimes you need to seize that opportunity, or immediately after a tzivoy, that's to do the mitzvah, and to utilize that. And everyone has those koiches that Hashem put in him to do that, and that's the Ratzon Hashem. May Hashem help us with all our endeavors. We should be matzliach. We realize it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that helps us do everything, but we also know Hashem wants us to put in our work. He does want us to put in our work, and as long as we have betochen in advance, and then we do what we need to do, Hashem will be mashlem to us, for us, and will give us tremendous hatzlacha. Have a good Shabbos.